I'd like to call the April 2nd, 2025 meeting of Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee to order. Roll call.
Chair Hansen.
Present.
Deputy Chair Hewitt.
Here.
Legislator Clinton.
Here.
Legislator Levine.
Here.
Legislator Maloney.
Here.
Legislator McCullough.
Here.
And Legislator Walz.
Here.
Rise for Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Approval of the March 5th, 2025 regular meeting minutes. Any discussion or questions? Okay, motion to approve the minutes.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carried. We're going to defer the monthly update reports due to the number of resolutions this evening. And we are going to take two resolutions out of order, 176 and 177. Okay, resolution 176, amending the 2025 Ulster County budget related to all allocations of aid to prosecution funding from the New York State Division of Criminal Justice Services, the District Attorney's Office. District Attorney, would you like to speak on this?
Thank you. This has to do with the ATP funds that happened to be left over from last year, and we're asking for it to be moved forward and made available to us for use during this year, as indicated in the proposed resolution. Thank you.
I'll make the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you. I got the second one too. Thank you.
This next resolution is 177. Authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the United States Department of Justice Office of Violence Against Women in connection to the local law enforcement grant for the prosecution of cyber crimes and amending the 2025 Ulster County budget, District Attorney's Office.
Thank you again. This resolution was attempted forward before, but because of the changes in the federal government proceedings, we had to basically wait till now. We understand the fund has been approved, and we are receiving the funds. And it's important to the Ellenville Police Department, the Sheriff's Office, and we are partnering with the Family of Woodstock, which is an essential partner in this for this grant. And we're asking for it to be carried forward and for your approval. Thank you.
Discussion or questions? Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Question for the District Attorney in regards to do we have, as much as we can, as much as possible, I guess, in terms of assurances. I know obviously we are, you know, there's a fiscal impact of anticipated 2026 and 2027, you know, federal revenue for this program. Do we have any assurances from our federal partners that will be the case over the next 2 years, that this program will have the adequate funding?
In fact, that was part of the question that delayed the proceedings, and we got an answer to the positive effect that will be there. So
thank you.
And the deputy county executive can address that as
well. Yeah, I can add on. So when we originally looked at this proposal, the district attorney's office was looking to hire staff for this purpose. That really is the ultimate goal. Given where we're at with the federal funding, it was more fiscally conservative to look at this as a contractual relationship, contractual services. That's why we're doing contractual services here. If we do get the absolute assurance that this will be continuing in the future, we will certainly look at other opportunities to really, you know, have a robust program here.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, motion to adopt the resolution. McCullen, second. Clinton, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you. All right.
Good evening.
Thank you. The next resolution is resolution number 102, establishing a policy to fund, facilitate, perpetuate, and support the augmentation and operation of local emergency medical services, EMS, in and for the County of Ulster.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Legislator Kovacs.
Thank you. I made some significant changes to Resolution 102 in the spirit of trying to reach an acceptable compromise on this very important issue. So we have you have the amended resolution in front of you marked up. I would appreciate it being adopted as amended. I just want to highlight a couple changes in the resolution. The initial number was $5 million in funding. We adjusted it down to $4,532,000, split between nonprofit ALS agencies and the various towns. The split would be $2 million to the towns, the balance to the ALS agencies. We did include provisions so that BLS agencies may be funded under strict conditions. My data show that BLS agencies play a very important role in responding to 911 calls in Ulster County. And I think it's important that under the right conditions, with the right localities, that BLS agencies be funded as well. As we know, we have a strong emphasis on accountability under this resolution. Any agency or township receiving funds must submit a detailed plan for how the funds will be used. They must sign an intermunicipal agreement with the county. It's very important that we have a level of transparency and oversight here so that we can maintain the public trust. The continued allocation of funding would depend on measurable improvements in EMS services, including response times, staffing levels, and service availability. I also want to state that we have a provision that the Department of Emergency Services has the authority under this agreement to deny funding to municipalities or agencies if their funding requests do not align with the county's long-term EMS plans. This ensures that all funding is directed towards initiatives that are strategically aligned with our broader vision for EMS in Ulster County. And there is provisions in this resolution that if our fiscal situation as a county changes dramatically over the next couple of years due to loss of sales tax revenue, federal funding, we can change this resolution, change the funding mechanism. I think that's very important. This resolution, and I appreciate all the stakeholders involved. We've had many meetings with town supervisors, with the department, with other legislators. This represents a significant and necessary investment in our EMS services and a clear commitment to ensuring that Ulster County remains a safe, healthy, and well-served community for years to come. This revised resolution provides a fair, transparent, and accountable process for distributing funds and ensures that we support ALS and BLS agencies and ties continued funding to measurable improvements in service. I thank you for your support and look forward to a continued conversation on this important issue.
Legislator Maloney.
I just first wanted to get see what the executive's side thought on this going into the future and what their specific plans were. I read some things recently. What are your thoughts on this overall approach before I give mine?
Yeah, sure. Thank you for the question. So, you know, we're looking to build a sustainable patient-centered EMS service for the county, obviously. And, you know, one of the things that we have identified is lack of practitioners, EMTs, and paramedics. So one of the concerns that, you know, we identified with the initial resolution is that providing funding to municipalities that could create siloed EMS agencies or put funding towards siloed EMS agencies rather than looking at it regionally could be an issue. So where our outlook on this is really looking at taking a regional outlook on it, which is part of our resolution with that $2.8 million, to where we're working with some core ALS agencies that are municipal as well as non-for-profit to develop a response regionally throughout the county. Because that's going to be the only way that we can sustain EMS as we move forward. Additionally, you know, we're looking to create additional practitioners, mm-hmm. which was part of our initiative this year, where we're applying for our core sponsorship. We want to provide EMT classes. You know, we're starting up the $2,000 work study program that mirrors what the New York State was doing with their volunteer firefighters, training the practitioners. We're partnering with SUNY Ulster to then create a paramedic program after 1 year, you know, and you may ask, why aren't we doing paramedic program now today if we're going to do an EMT class? The state has that red tape where we have to do EMT classes for 1 year and then we can do a paramedic program. So we're really looking to develop a regional EMS system throughout the county. And I would say also that the director of the Bureau of EMS from New York State was at the press release, who had said that we are at the forefront and this is what they're really looking at EMS, the counties to do moving forward is to create these regional partnerships throughout the county in order to sustain EMS.
I've never been a volunteer fireman or a volunteer paramedic or anything. So I've learned through the years listening to these conversations and picking the brain of you and others. And it seems to me it is regional and to do it by tap, there's going to be towns that need to share. Looking around, this is an issue everywhere at this point, and there's just less and less volunteers. We're going to have, in my opinion, a brick-and-mortar county approach at some point. The sooner the better. And you start with the most underserved areas, which are the most under-profitable. There are areas that just are – it's hard to get a private entity in there consistently because there's no money in it for them, and they have a bottom line. So I think we're behind. We should have done this earlier. We have the money going into the future. County governments all over the country, but certainly New York State, are going to have their actual, you know, whether we try to do it along, you know, in a hybrid situation like what you're providing, I just don't see where we give the money out to these municipalities. If we're going to do it, I want immediate results with by the year. I don't want it even possibility to continue. A year, let's give you money, see what you do with it. Do we get any quicker response? Do we get response to areas that really aren't getting response or taking an hour or an hour and a half while you guys come up with your long-term approach that gets everybody in this huge county land-wise covered? But I really think it starts with us expending the money in those areas that are the most rural and then working our way from there. There are certain parts of the county, I represent one of them, that have very good coverage. I have not heard from my supervisor about this. It seems like there's a handful of supervisors that are behind this here without a lot of input from others. It doesn't seem like we're working in conjunction with the executive side. I'm surprised. Every time I have something up that the executive doesn't agree with, I got an hour of you guys telling me that I had to actually ask, so that was very nice. It doesn't seem you agree totally with this approach. I'm surprised you guys are so silent about it. I don't really agree with this approach. And I think we have to be serious about spending a lot of money in the scheme of things in some of these rural locations and then going and then working from there. It'd probably have to be in conjunction with the sheriff. We have substations in the general area of some of these areas that really aren't getting good coverage. So it could be a substation that also works as an actual county-run EMS, but I think that's where the future is. All the counties are going to have to realize we're only going to have fewer and fewer volunteers. There's only going to be more of a need for government to actually provide these types of services. And I think we need to just do it. If we can hand off at some point and get and privatize what we've done, we could. But I think at some point we're going to have to be – it's going to have to be a county EMS system for the most rural of areas. And I just don't know where – what I'm hearing over here that makes a little more sense than what I'm seeing here, unless this is – going to be able to guarantee me some immediate results in those areas that we really need the help. Like I said, I should hear from more supervisors. I think this is the kind of thing that we should, before passing something like this, we should see if the executive can work it into their a short-term version of this into their long-term plan. But I don't think it's ready yet. It's a lot of money, and I don't think it coincides with what the day-to-day operations plans on doing.
Legislator Walz.
This issue's been on the horizon for quite some time, and I'd like to commend Legislator Kovacs for being out in front many, many months ago. It seems as though whatever he proposes gets significant pushback from the director. And I'm not an EMS professional, but I know that Legislator Kovacs has met with other people. He's met with different town supervisors. It does seem as though that this is fair, it's flexible, I think it's appropriate, and I'm in favor of it.
Sure.
So I would just like to say that I do believe that Legislator Kovacs has been on the forefront of EMS, you know, the CON, and bringing a resolution forward. I would just like to reiterate that, you know, our plan is to, you know, I understand where Legislator Maloney is coming from, and our plan is to work with the existing six ALS agencies that have a 95-plus response rate currently that are functioning in our county and use them to cover the additional municipalities under our countywide CON. Like you said, in your home jurisdiction, you have an excellent EMS service. There's many others out there, and we want to lean on them, provide them readiness funding to help expand EMS coverage throughout the county. Starting there, that's an immediate that's working towards an immediate solution. So, you know, again, that you ask what our immediate solution is, that is right there. The other pot of funding within our resolution allows us to work with and help the other BLS agencies, specifically BLS agencies. There's some municipal and non-municipal, but that funding goes directly to them and not to a municipality. It goes to them to better them and help them expand their services, their capabilities, whether it be with training, whether it be with equipment, and so on.
Ask a question of that, but if Chris wants to go first, that's fine. So to put it simply, you're going to – so you have said EMS organization. There are certain areas that are just not profitable for them to cover, so they don't. So you're just going to say every time you make a call to this area, you're going to come up with some set price, which makes it financially worth their covering a call that they formerly did not cover. Is that basically so, what you're describing? I mean, it makes sense.
Simple answer is yes, but not quite. These agencies do not have the ability to cover those areas. One is because they don't have a certificate of need for that area. So we're going to have that certificate of need. We'll be able to contract with them to provide the services. And commercial agencies aren't going there because the call volume doesn't exist for them to be profitable. When you're dealing with a non-for-profit or a municipal agency, they're not looking at the bottom dollar. They're looking to ensure that an essential service is being provided. And that's what we're looking to do. And again, when you take a municipality that has 500 calls a year and you take another one that has 500 calls a year and you bring them together, now you have that 1,000 calls, it makes it easier to cover because you have more billing, you have the call volume to make it sustainable when they're paying for these EMTs that are just sitting idle.
So getting them in, there's a process with the state. Right, to get them into to get them the right, but these commercial places you're talking about, as far as the funding, that could be immediate. The other part of it could be rather quickly. So why isn't this happening faster, to the point where we have Jason trying to come up with these different angles to get quicker, better service to some of these areas?
Well, we have a resolution tonight for that funding as well. So we have a just under $4.5 million resolution in. For a 2.8 bucket and a 1.6 bucket. That 2.8 million is to pay for cost of readiness and an incentive to meet 95 with ALS agencies to respond to over 95% of the calls that they're dispatched to, right? So we take agency A, we're gonna give you an area, we're gonna give you funding up front for cost of readiness, because then you're gonna have to add ambulances, they're gonna have to add personnel, and then based off of call volume, there's that incentive to go to those calls as well, right? Respond to 95% plus, and we pay them on a monthly basis, quarterly basis.
So the results would be fairly quick.
Correct.
In some situations, immediate. When it comes to equipment and whatnot, a little farther. So I just don't understand why we have these things almost seem to be competing with each other, and there wasn't a quickness to even, I don't know why the executive branch isn't saying, just hold off on this, vote yours in, and watch the results over the next couple of months.
Why not hold off on ours? Or
no, on this one that we're speaking on now.
So this resolution was postponed last month. We just saw these amendments coming through. The amendments came through, I think, earlier this week for this committee meeting. We had submitted our resolution as part of our resolution process. We did meet with Legislator Kovacs. It was a great conversation back and forth, and I do see that he incorporated some of those within this amended resolution. But again, it does not address that point where we do not believe the township should be the ones receiving necessarily this funding. It needs to go to those provider agencies that are going to be enhanced to provide that level of funding.
Thank you, Chair. Last month, after we postponed, we read in some papers that it failed to get out of law enforcement committee, but actually we postponed, and I think we made great progress. Legislator Kovacs, I want to commend you for all the changes and examples like the BLS addition. Also, I believe you added language about accountability and performance measures. That's great. I'm wondering, because it's so close to being reconciled between these two resolutions, how did the number become identical at $4.532 million?
Sure. First of all, I want to clarify that the funds do not necessarily have to go to the towns. They can go directly to the third-party EMS providers, whether they're commercial, ALS, doesn't matter. That's in the resolution. And this resolution, as revised, is really an effort to compromise. We can't always get what we want. I would prefer $5 million to the various towns so they can use EMS as appropriate. But we did compromise. It's a $2 million for the towns, 2.4 for the ALS agencies. The number of $4,532,000 is from the other resolution, 156. This is meant to affect all stakeholders and achieve a compromise that I think everyone can get behind. I think this is going to be effective very quickly by getting funds directly to the towns or the AOS or third-party commercial providers, what have you. It's going to definitely help our constituents, and it's a plan. It's a plan to move ahead. It's not a long-term plan. It's not meant to last 10 years, but it's a compromise. It's a hybrid plan to get us to that point where we can have start having some sort of county-run system, either directly county-run or through contract, as we're going to see later today with the town of Gardner. That's what we're doing. So it's a compromise. It's a hybrid plan. And it's making progress towards where we want to be, which is to have comprehensive EMS services across Ulster County.
Legislator Maloney.
Is this an either or? Like, do you think we should choose one? I'm asking the sponsor.
I think you should choose mine.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at.
Look, I think that, you know, we don't need two resolutions, although if we did pass both, we'd have $10 million in funding, which is fantastic, in my opinion. But realistically speaking, I think that we have to have one. I think that we need to make a decision and move ahead with this. Our constituents can't wait. We need to have comprehensive services for everyone in Ulster County. And, you know, my revised resolution is a step in that direction. I've certainly listened to the executive branch. I've listened to the town supervisors, and I think we're getting there.
Legislator Maloney.
I would just ask that we – are they up the very next, 156?
Mm-hmm.
Could we discuss without even opening it up for discussion or anything? Can we discuss and hear out the executive if they are going to speak on their resolution? Because – A yes on Jason's is basically a no on the executive and vice versa, but just open it up to speak about the other one. I don't think we have to do anything. Just I'd like to hear from them on 156, even though we're still on 102.
So I'm going to defer, and if you'd like to speak on your resolution at this time, I'm going to allow that.
Perfectly fine. So similar to Legislator Kovacs' resolution, you know, it is a $2.8 million towards ALS agencies. We do not include BLS agencies in there. It's working directly with the ALS agencies. You know, whether or not they, based off of the dispatcher call, whether they send a BLS ambulance or an ALS ambulance is totally fine. It's based off of the need at that time. It's working with six core agencies that respond that have been responding 95% of the time, over 95% of the calls within their jurisdiction, and have been providing mutual aid outside of their jurisdiction. The 1.6 is split up by a third call volume, third population, a third assessed value, similar to Legislator Kovacs's as well. That is being divvied up to the municipality or to the if they're the AHA for EMS or the BLS agency that's providing EMS to that jurisdiction. You know, one of our concerns is having the funding to work with the ALS agencies. That's why we are at a $2.8 million. That's why we're at $2.8 million within our resolution to ensure that we have the appropriate amount of funding to pay for that cost of readiness with those agencies. Those are the distinct differences within our resolution.
Legislator Hewitt.
Legislator Kovacs, you said that you listened to many parties, and I saw some emails that you've been to EMS meetings, supervisor meetings, you've met with Everett and the executive branch. Do you think there's more listening to do and more progress to be made over the next month, or do you prefer that we would vote as a body?
Well, I think if you're going to postpone one resolution, you should postpone both resolutions. I mean, I'm always willing to sit down and have a good conversation with any stakeholder. I will say that I would like to reach a compromise and have one resolution. I think it looks makes us look a little silly to have two different resolutions moving forward. It's like Alistair County can't get its act together. And I think that we can get our act together. And I think we can be at the forefront of providing comprehensive EMS services across Ulster County. I'm always willing to sit down and have a conversation. I think it's important that we do this right. We need to take steps that move EMS into the future. And that is where I am, Mr. Deputy Chairman.
Legislator Clinton. So I'd like to recognize the hard work done by everybody, particularly Legislator Kovacs. But with the fact that there are two conflicting resolutions, I think that there is more work that can be done to really get to the point where it's the most effective plan moving forward. So at this time, I would like to make a motion to postpone Resolution 102.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor? Oh, I'm sorry.
I just want to clarify for the record that I don't consent to the resolution, but don't consent to the postponement, but thank you.
Okay. So all those in favor of postponing Resolution 102? Anyone opposed? Okay, we have one opposition, but motion passed to postpone Resolution 102. So Resolution 156, amending the 2025 Ulster County budget to provide funding for emergency medical services, EMS, Ulster County Department of Emergency Communications, Emergency Management. So
I'll make the motion to discuss.
Second?
Second.
Okay, questions or discussion? Legislator Levine.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In light of the extensive discussion that we've had on these two competing resolutions, I echo the comments from Legislator Kovacs and from Legislator Clinton, especially Legislator Clinton's position about I think we should not be in a position to be choosing one of these resolutions over the other tonight. So I think that in the spirit of having just postponed that previous resolution, I move to postpone Resolution 156 to continue the work to come to a compromise.
I second that.
Okay, so we have a motion to postpone and we have a second on the postponement.
I'm comfortable moving forward. I think we have to act. I think the individuals doing the day-to-day operations have come to us with a plan that they've been working on for years. I think the fact they may have been pushed, which is a good thing, to finally go ahead and dive in on this and try to get some coverage to those areas we desperately need, makes sense what they're saying, and they're going to be the ones doing the work. Sounds like there has been a lot of conversation between the sponsor of 102 and the executive branch of government, so we pretty much have a hybrid. Sounds like 102 moved towards 156 quite a bit in certain ways, and I'm pretty critical, and I've always been pretty impressed by this department and of the competence and their ability to do what they say they're going to do. So I'm comfortable moving forward. I'm going to be a no on the postponement. I don't want to keep postponing this, and I think it's something that the a year from now, the legislators that are here are going to have to really evaluate with the executive how much more we could do or how well this has worked, and hopefully before the end of this year we see some of the immediate results. But I think it's time, and I don't think this is overly complicated for this to be put into action, and I'm ready to be a yes on this, so I'll be a no on the postponement.
Legislator Walz?
It appears that they're close. They're getting closer, and the additional time, I think, will ultimately wind up with one good resolution in front of us.
Okay, so on the motion to adopt the postponement, postpone the resolution.
favor of postponing.
You got that. And opposed? Okay. The resolution is postponed. Resolution number 157, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the town of Gardner for the purposes of a supplemental emergency medical services system, Department of Emergency Communications, emergency management. Director Erickson?
Thank you, Chair. This past during budget season last year, the town of Gardner put some funding aside for supplemental EMS services. They met with us and they were looking to contract with New Paltz Rescue for these supplemental services to the town of Gardner. So under our countywide certificate of need, we would be able to contract with New Paltz Rescue to provide these supplemental services. So this is a $55,000 cost of readiness MOU. The $55,000 is a pass through the county to New Paltz Rescue to provide the supplemental services.
Discussion or questions? Legislator Clinton?
I would just like to say, as a legislator that represents Gardner, this is a desperately needed resolution. I'd like to thank Director Erickson for this, and I would like to make a motion to adopt Resolution 157.
Okay, and a second? Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Yes, Legislator Maloney.
I'm for it. Do you expect other... Do you expect a similar request coming in from any other areas and where?
I do. Specifically, you know, any areas that are in this dire strain. Currently, you know, we are the town of Gardner is working on creating an actual EMS district so they can tax their residents separately. We think that that's very important. We have been encouraging that throughout to all the municipalities to create this. You know, we've had initial conversations that this cost of readiness does not really meet the actual cost of EMS today. They're aware that, you know, next year that it will be more than $55,000. They understood that. It's just a number that they threw at it last year and made it available this year. And, you know, we are willing to work, and we've made it clear to the town associations, sit down and work with any municipality that would like to create an EMS district. We'll work with them, work alongside them to make that happen.
Yeah, I'm for this. I would just like to see parameters, boxes to be checked. If we're going to, once we do something like this, especially the first time, to start having, you know, whether it's, you know, different population and number of volunteers, different things that we can get to a fair number for everybody that comes to us. Now that this is we're opening up this spigot, there's gonna be others that need and deserve the same money, and you just get into a point where there's people that get more and people that get less, and they're just, I think there's some kind of parameters that we can come up with. I'd like to see that into the future. By the time I see another resolution from another area of the county, I'd love to have some kind of structure to ensure that everybody's kind of getting equally per whatever we want the parameters to be.
So I'm a yes. We have started those conversations, just so you're aware. We've had that conversation of, you know, how to provide this long term and what's that cost. A lot of factors come into play when it comes to that. So whatever that pay mix is for that area, every area, every municipality is going to be different. But we are having those conversations, so that is on our radar, sir.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 158, amending the 2025 Ulster County operating budget, establishing capital project number 728, emergency medical services equipment, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, Department of Emergency Communications, emergency management. Director Erickson?
Thank you, Chair. This was one of the other initiatives in this year's budget, $500,000 towards EMS equipment. Part of this, it's more of a grant program where the agencies are able to apply to us for funding for a Zoll monitor, which would allow the agencies to work through their 12 additional EMT adjuncts. This would assist in decreasing the reliance on ALS so much, and additionally also a Lucas device, which is a CPR, assist with CPR.
Discussion or questions? Okay, motion to adopt the resolution?
I'll make the motion.
Hewitt, second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carried. Resolution 159, amending capital project number 607, Government Operations Center, amending the 2025 operating budget, capital fund budget, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds.
Hi, everyone. I can take this one. This is our Government Operations Center project. We went out to bid. Bids were received back, and we're at the point now to establish the project for construction. Construction should start in June on this project. Again, we're really excited to get this one off the ground. We will have the contracts going through. Those will be at Public Works on Monday night, and we will have a presentation on Thursday at the Ways and Means Committee meeting next week as well.
Discussion or questions?
Did you see any surprises in adjustments to these numbers, or is there any unexpected?
No, we were actually surprised that we came in kind of exactly as we thought we would. Again, everything going on with the tariffs and everything going on with some of the unsettledness in the construction world, we were very pleased with what we saw coming through on the bids. Very exciting.
Great, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, motion to adopt the resolution. Clinton, and second? McCullen, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Okay, motion carried.
Is that opposed, Joe? I saw your hand. Yeah.
Okay. Resolution number 159, amending capital project 607 Government Operations Center. I apologize. Thought it sounded familiar. Mm-hmm. Resolution number 160, amending capital project number 482, countywide radio system, amending the 2025 capital fund budget.
Is something off here then?
Homeland Security.
Okay, sorry.
That's okay. Do you have it as 161? No? That's, yeah. I'm going to start over. Resolution number 160, amending capital project number 42, countywide radio system, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Services for participation in the 2024 statewide interoperable communications grant, Department of Emergency Communications, Emergency Management. Director Erickson?
Do you see a discrepancy?
Yeah, so resolution 160 is for the PSAP grant. Resolution 161 is for the 2024 statewide interoperability communications grant.
Okay, thank you.
So this, which resolution, again, would you like me to speak on? 160?
I don't know. We have two different versions. That's okay. This is correct? No, thank you. I apologize. I just had mine was a little pink. It's okay. So I'm just going to read the last part. For participation in 2024 Public Safety Answering Point, PSAP, Operations Grant, amending the 2025 operational budget.
Yes, thank you. This is an annual grant that we receive for the public safety answering point, our 911 center. We budgeted $125,000 of this grant, and it came in that we were allocated an additional $26,993. So that's the reason for the change.
And this is just accepting the grant, correct?
Just accepting the grant, correct.
I'll make the motion.
And amending the budget.
I'll make the motion.
Okay. Hewitt, second. Clinton, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's carried. 161. Amending capital project 482 countywide radio system.
Is that correct?
Amending the 2025 capital fund budget, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the New York State Division of Homeland Security Emergency Services for participation in the 2024 statewide interoperable communications grant.
Director Harrison?
Yes, thank you. This is another annual grant that we received. We've been putting this into our capital project 482 towards the public safety radio system.
Any discussion or questions? All right. Motion to adopt the resolution? I don't think we. I don't know if we have to.
Well, we discussed it before anyone made a motion.
Do you have this amended? I don't think we need to do this now.
Interesting. I did see a lot of amendments.
Deputy County Exec, we don't need to do an amendment, correct? Okay.
No.
All right. Motion to adopt the resolution. Thank you. Second. Cohen, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Motion carried. Resolution 162, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the Federal Emergency Management Agency Integrated Public Alert and Warning System Program Management Office, Department of Emergency Management, Department of Emergency Communications, Emergency Management. Director Erickson?
This is for our mass notification system through the federal government. The contract had expired and there are many changes, so this is just putting this forward again to re-up the contract. And there's no cost to this.
Okay. Discussion or questions?
I'll make the motion.
Motion second. McCullen, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Motion carried. Resolution 163, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an agreement with the Walker Valley Chemical Engine Company Number 1, Department of Emergency Communications, Emergency Management.
Thank you. Based on the size of our county, in the past we had a contract with Walker Valley to use their training center on the southwest portion of the county. And this is just establishing a contract with them for $10,000 for the use of their facility for the upkeep and so on. We offer 1 to 2 Firefighter 1 classes there a year and additional training programs there for that part of the county. That it's a long drive for them to come in the evening all the way to the town of Ulster and then return using the County Public Safety Training Center. Gives us a lot of flexibility.
Discussion or questions? Motion to adopt the resolution. Clinton, second. Pauls, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Resolution 164, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute a memorandum of understanding with the City of Kingston Department of Emergency Communications, Emergency Management.
So this is really from myself, the sheriff's office, Sheriff Figueroa, as well as our IS department. Collectively, we have a very comprehensive public safety system for first responders throughout the county, a joint system. We find a lot of great use out of this. We've been working with the city of Kingston and one additional municipality in the county trying to get them to come on to the system. And the city of Kingston has now agreed to come on to our system after many, many years of conversations between us and the sheriff's office and them.
Any discussion or questions, Legislator Maloney?
This already is the town that's not on, sir?
Yes, sir.
No.
Sheriff Figueroa?
I just want to add, good evening, everyone. The importance of having the majority of the police departments, except the state police, on our records management system and our system, period, it really is going to streamline the process of connecting the dots when crime occurs throughout the county. So this is a great achievement by everybody involved to make this happen.
I'll make the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 165, calling on the New York State Legislature and Governor to repeal the New York State Humane Alternatives to Long-Term Solitary Confinement, the Hall Act.
I'll make a motion to discuss.
Any questions or discussion? Legislator Maloney.
I don't always agree with the overall approach, the use of memorializing resolutions, but I actually think this is a very solid use of it, and it's something I agree with. I wasn't the only member of my caucus not to be asked to be on it, but when you expose somebody from your party of embezzlement, they don't always like it. So maybe when there's an actual arrest made coming up, I'll be forgiven and be asked to be on things like this. I agree with, but until then, I'll be a yes on this, and I think it's exactly what we should be doing, and I hope the state at some point, though I have doubts, would actually do this, because the COs I talk to in the state are, this is just, it's brutal, and we need to fix a lot of these things that have been done over the last couple of years. I'll be a yes.
Legislator Walz?
I had an opportunity to speak to several COs out at the Shongham facility, and it's my understanding that you need discipline in these institutions, analogous to a classroom where you have rewards when students do things good or consequences when they do things bad. And it appears that this takes that discipline away and makes the work environment much less, makes the work environment much less safe for the officers, and then also less appealing for people to hold those jobs. You know, obviously pay and benefits are considered, but also working conditions, and those type of working conditions, I think, make it difficult for correction officers to do the job, the difficult job that they're supposed to do.
Any other discussion or questions? Sheriff Figueroa?
Madam Chair, this also affects local municipalities like the Ulster County Jail. I just want to remind everyone how this came about. The governor at the time was facing a supermajority, and no matter what she voted on, it was going to get passed by the members of the Assembly and Senate that work in major cities around our state and have the majority in government right now. They were unwilling to discuss this with local jails because everyone thinks the local jails are Rikers Island, and that's not the case. But the numbers don't lie, and I recommend that we amend the HALT Act just like we did with bail reform, because there were some issues that occurred in these bigger areas like Rikers Island. With that said, I'm also a realist, and understanding that the numbers aren't there, and I don't think a repeal would happen with this Assembly and Senate that's in power now. However, amending it is, in my opinion, the way to go. And I want to talk about some of the numbers in our own jail to bring to light the situations that have occurred since the passing of the HALT Act. Although assaults on staff have been pretty much the same and stable, assaults on other incarcerated individuals, and I'm going to go with the years 2019 to 2021, and then after the HALT Act, 2022 to 2024 with these numbers. So assaults against individuals from 2019 to 2021 were 185. Since 2022 to 2024, 305. That's a 64% increase. Failures to comply, 2019 to 2021 was 501. It's 968 since the passing of the HALT Act. That's a 92% increase. Contraband violations went from 174 to 292, 68% increase. Disorderly conduct went up by 159%. Throwing of liquid substances went up by 87%. So this is just abusive language and threats towards staff did go up by 52%. And so these are the issues that members of our office and corrections have had to deal with in regards to folks that are incarcerated. And I think amending the HALT Act is definitely something that needs to be looked at. Thank you.
Thank you for those statistics. Any other discussion or questions, Legislator Clinton?
I'd just like to thank Sheriff Figueroa for sharing that information. I 100% agree with the amendment concept. I think the repeal is probably is unlikely, but I think it's incredibly important that data such as what he just provided is given from the entire state to the state legislature so they can really understand the realities of the situation and make adjustments accordingly, because I think they're something needs to be done, and I would support an amendment, not a repeal.
Legislator Maloney.
I think it was a great point the sheriff made, too, because that's what I hear from a lot of the men and women that are working in these jails, is that it's actually worse for the, you know, the larger percentage of incarcerated that want to serve their time and move on. They end up in violent situations far more because of the lack of accountability that's now in jails for violence and shanks and everything else. I do think it is, and I think the sheriff's probably right. There's probably not a likelihood, but that's what happens with one-party control, and it's nothing but politics, which is what we're trying to do here, send something off and continue to pile on and pile on until it becomes more politically worse for the Democrats that control the state, Senate, and Assembly to actually admit they were wrong. And that's what this is about. One party not wanting to admit it's wrong. The other party does it too. But that's what's happening here. And people are suffering. So we got to do our part, send something off. We have a lot of constituents. We have jails, the county jail, and some state facilities right here and right over the border. And I think it's our job to try to do what we can to send something off and pile on until, like I said, it's worse for the state Democrats to not admit they were wrong than to admit they were wrong.
Okay. Motion to adopt the resolution. Oh, I'm sorry.
I appreciate the data, and also I'm wondering what the percentage of growth of the population was during that same time. And you don't have to answer me. I'm just saying that we have to be careful of how we analyze data, especially at the state level, because we want to make sure there's accountability and safety for our officers and inmates. A constituent recently was telling me that there's a misconception of solitary confinement and that there's plenty of space. It's not a small box in the dark with no food. So there's access to technology. And she was telling me she's concerned for family members who are being threatened because it's a maximum of 14 days, and people will say, I'll punch you in the face and do 14 days for that. And so there's serious threats and concerns of having the HALT Act, and I want to make sure we improve it to benefit our officers and increase safety. So I'm going to be a no on this to repeal it, but thank you, Chair.
Legislator Clinton.
I would just like to say that if the sponsors would consider changing the language from repeal to amend, I think you'd find that you have a wider level of support for it.
I would.
Are we sponsors?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I would consider that.
sure.
Was that an amendment from Legislator Clinton?
Are all sponsors here?
Yes, we're here.
Yeah, I'm going to make a motion to amend the resolution to include the new language of.
Could I get some clarity on what in the HALT Act you would like to keep and what you would like to take out? What would you like to keep?
I don't think I'm qualified to answer that right now.
Okay.
Legislator Clinton, you said to change it from repeal to amend?
Correct. I think that the idea would be instead of to request a repeal of HALT, that the request would be to amend HALT. And to Legislator Maloney's point, I can't give you specifics. I would have to know a little bit more, but based on the data and information that Sheriff Figueroa shared with us, I think that there is enough evidence to make some amendments.
Madam Chair. I just wanted to add that the governor did have the right to suspend certain parts of the HALT Act, but the way the law was written, she cannot, because state corrections works for the governor, she cannot amend anything for local jails. And some of those amendments were giving basically the authority to those local municipalities, the jails, the sheriffs, to make the decision when there are exceptional circumstances that are significant and unreasonable risk and safety and security to both the staff and incarcerated individuals.
That's a great example of an amendment. Where did that language come from, Sheriff?
It came from the governor's office.
Thank you.
That was just for local jails?
What she did was for, when she suspended parts of the HALT Act, it was for state corrections. What I'm saying is we should mirror what, at least what she suspended there, for local. She doesn't have the authority to amend or to suspend any local municipalities, only state facilities, because they work for her. And I would say look at her suspensions and kind of get an idea of what we can ask for amendments.
I will say, even with that language, the state facilities are still a mess, and the state COs, still the point still stands. I don't see that as an example. Be a little better, give you a little bit of discretion, a tiny bit. That little bit of discretion it's given the state prisons hasn't done much for them. So I'm still, let's repeal this. My only point is, fair point as an amendment, though I think the state legislature would have to enact that amendment. You're saying the governor can't. That would take an act of the assembly and the Senate. But what I'm saying is that's not enough, and it would probably do more for a single local jail than it's doing for the state facilities, who aren't using that language very much. So I still have yet to hear an amendment that makes me want to do anything but repeal.
Legislator Walz.
Yeah, I get the amending thing. I'm thinking that, you know, really the state would be, you know, I think the spirit behind this is just to basically call out this act and that it needs to be seriously looked at as far as us taking measures as what to amend and what not to amend. It's really not our place. But as I said, I think the spirit is just to address it as a problem.
I'm going to make a motion to amend the resolution 165 as follows, whereas to strike repeal and replace with the word amend. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
I'm opposed, and for that reason that I've never seen a memorializing resolution go out with a suggestion to do something, but with, like, in general, but not what we would like to see. We're saying amend this, but we're not telling. So what does that, not that a memorializing resolution is paid much attention to, but when it does come out of the printer in Albany, it's really not much because we're telling them to amend. How? Why would we tell someone to do something that we don't even know what we want them to do? Repeal is real. Repeal it. The majority of this thing doesn't work. I don't know of a single thing in it that has worked and not been a disaster. We're trying to be nice, but I think we illegitimize ourselves.
I think either way, we're bringing attention to the HALT Act and everything that it represents and how we would like it changed. So I'm going to leave that the motion to amend as I presented it. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
I'm just a no on the amendment, but I'll be a yes on the.
Okay. So I need a motion to adopt resolution 165 as amended. Clinton, second?
Second.
All those in favor? Anyone
aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carried. Resolution number 166, amending the 2025 Ulster County operating budget, amending capital project number 706, Ulster County jail equipment replacement, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, Ulster County Sheriff's Department. Chair Figueroa.
Madam Chair, this amendment is the reoccurring jail we're repairing or actually replacing the older equipment. It's an existing capital. It started in 2024. It ends in 2029. And this particular resolution is for a washer at our facility. Just reminding everyone, a lot of the equipment has been in place since 2007, and it's really time to replace a lot of it. We've had, thank God, we just replaced the dishwasher. That dishwasher, we would spend between $10,000 and $20,000 a year to repair, and we've also had accidents involving incarcerated individuals because of this equipment being aged out.
Discussion or questions? Legislator Hewitt.
When you say washer, is for clothing?
Yes.
Thank you.
Any other questions?
Legislator Hewitt took my questions.
Okay. Motion to adopt the resolution. McCullen, second. Clinton, all those in favor?
Aye.
Anyone
aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Resolution 167, amending the 2025 Ulster County operating budget, amending the 2025 to 2030 capital improvement program, amending capital project number 710, Sheriff's Office Law Enforcement Equipment, amending the 2025 Capital Fund Budget, Ulster County Sheriff. Sheriff Figueroa?
Madam Chair, this is the also a recurrent capital project. This particular one is to update our ATVs, UTVs, and bikes. Last year, in the last several years, we've been involved in a lot of fires throughout the county, forest fires, and we've used these vehicles to partake in those missions as well as missing persons and even an individual that was missing that we couldn't even find with our drone that we had to use the ATVs to locate. This is equipment that's needed. We also had one that we utilize on our bigger festivals, whether it's the Gardic Festival where we lost our UTV because it was old and antiquated and a fire started on it last year, as well as our county fair and bigger festivals. As you know, we have Mountain Jam coming up. And so the importance of having this equipment updated is imperative. Thank you.
Are any of these take-home ATVs?
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Resolution number 168, amending the 2025 Ulster County operating budget, establishing capital project number 729, amending the 2025 to 2030 capital improvement program Axon Tasers, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, Ulster County Sheriff's Department. Under Sheriff Mullen.
Good evening. So this, it's a little, I'm sorry, this project is something that, you know, our tasers that we currently have are outdated. We can't get batteries. We can't get parts for them. The new tasers that we're attempting to get, we're able to track use of force data. We're able to track, download the data that they're, that, you know, the deputy used during the incident and just really analyze the incident. The tasers that we have are probably 10 years old. And like I said, they're just outdated. So it's really just an upgrade for that.
Okay. Discussion or questions? Legislator Maloney.
Are the old tasers Axon?
Well, the old tasers, well, the company bought, so Axon bought Taser at one point, but the tasers that we currently have weren't bought through Axon, no. You know, these tasers also, one thing I forgot to mention is when you pull it out of your holster or use it, it turns on your body cam and your in-car camera for more accountability.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a question for the Undersheriff. These tasers are they're dual mode, correct, in terms of contact and being able to tase somebody from a distance. Is that correct?
That's correct. So, well, actually, so the tasers that we currently have probes that actually have a wire connected to the device. The new ones don't, so they're darts that go out, and there's 10 different darts, and you can use it multiple different times, whereas the taser that we currently have, like I said, has wires attached to it. The new ones also have a warning device. When you turn it on, it makes a loud noise that is intended to scare the person to comply, versus where the old ones are just on, and then it's just the deputy's voice to try and, you know, not have them not do something, not comply.
Thank you.
Legislator Hewitt.
Are you aware if our county ever had a fatality from a taser?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Thank you.
Any other discussion or questions? Okay. Motion to adopt the resolution. Walls, a second. Maloney, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We have one.
All right, two.
Two. Motion carried. Resolution number 169, amending the 2025 Ulster County operational budget, amending the 2025 to 2030 capital improvement program, establishing capital project number 730, navigation boat, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, Ulster County Sheriff.
So currently our Zodiac boat, which is a small rubber boat with an aluminum floor, we're borrowing Dutchess County's because ours has been out of service for the last two or three years. Basically, the one that we had, we couldn't get parts for. The transom rotted out. The company no longer exists. So, like I said, we've been borrowing Dutchess County's for a while, and they need it back. So we need a new boat, and this boat is also used for rescues in creeks, lakes, and reservoirs where we can't get our bigger boats, the ones that are on the river, too. The officers can actually carry this boat in the woods and use it for rescues. It's like I said, it's a smaller rubber boat.
Discussion or questions? Legislator Maloney.
Just with the size of the county, is there ever talk of needing two or three boats? like this, just, I mean, depending on where the emergency is, not, and you're not always using it in an emergency. Sometimes it's going to be in an investigative or just finding a body or right. whatnot. But as far as rescue, I'm just curious.
So, yeah, hopefully we'll have this boat, and then a lot of fire departments have the boats also that we rely on. Like Ulster Hose has a boat. And we do call in help from Greene County Sheriff's Office, Dutchess County Sheriff's Office to help us. So we do have access to other boats if we call. It's just an extended time frame. We would keep it in the storage facility once we finally get a police. But right now we have it at our storage facility.
Director Erickson?
I would like to also just point out that the Ulster County Sheriff's Office is the county Swiftwater Rescue Team. We rely on them tremendously. We know that we are known for flooding and Swiftwater throughout our county. So we do rely on them extensively. So and that boat is important for that operation as well.
Okay, any other discussion or questions?
Just a question just to piggyback off of Director Erickson's comment. So to the sheriff and undersheriff, would it be anticipated that this boat would, in the event of catastrophic flooding, to be able to be used for recovery and evacuation?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay. A motion to adopt the resolution. Clinton. And second, McCullen. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 170, amending the 2025 Ulster County operating budget, amending the 2025 to 2030 capital improvement project program, establishing capital project number 731, VESTA 911 upgrade, amending the 2025 capital fund budget, Ulster County Sheriff's. Sheriff?
Madam Chair, so we have had several issues with our phone systems at the Sheriff's Office when they have gone down, whether it's weather or our systems are based on our computer system and Wi-Fi. This is a project that myself and the director have been talking about for a couple of years as a backup to 911 and getting more or less a hard line in the event that our phone system goes down.
Discussion or question, Director Erickson.
I would just like to add, this is a remote site off of our main site. This allows them to come into our center, us to go down to them and log in using our logins and start answering calls. Additionally, this would also give them access to our backup site. So there's this additional redundancy for them as well, which is extremely important. And we can, obviously there's the reliability of a 911 phone system, and their phone could then also roll to our center. They could be part of our rollover as well when we have high call volume. Any agency will see an influx of call during storms and so on. So those numbers can start to roll, and they're going to be answered by a dispatcher that knows the county as well as has the same CAD system. So it just enhances our interoperability that we have through our public safety system.
Legislator Hewitt?
Will this system be compatible with the Government Operations Center system that you purchased?
Correct, yes. Yep. It is the same system. There is no change there. Mm-hmm. It'll be part of our system. They'll be part of our upgrade. It's literally a remote site off of our system.
Legislator Levine.
Thank you. Just a question regarding this, the specs of this system. I'm asking in regards to does this system offer any type of encryption for information? I always worry about things of cyber attacks and things of that nature that government agencies are facing. I was wondering if it's been investigated if this program or any other system like this would offer some type of encryption to allow security. so that we're not going to be potentially
at. So security is taken into consideration. There is cyber as part of this system. This is the standard 911 operating system, really nationwide.
Thank you.
Okay. Motion to adopt the resolution. McCullen. Second. Clinton. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Motion carried. Resolution number 171, authorizing the chair of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an amended agreement with the New York State Department of Corrections and Community Supervision to provide a parolee hearing room within the Sheriff's Office of Ulster County Sheriff. Sheriff Figueroa?
This is, there's no, basically it's like a memorandum of agreement with DOCS and parole. Also part of our report, the county report relating to the criminal justice reform. Our folks were being, their parole were being violated because they didn't have a ride down to Dutchess County. So now they have a space in the law enforcement center to meet, and they meet twice a week.
I'll make the motion to adopt.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 172. Approving the execution of a contract amendment for $5,000, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the County Black Creek Integrated Systems Corp., Ulster County Sheriff.
Yes, this is basically maintenance for our Black Creek, for all our electronic locks, for all the doors in our facility, including the jail.
I'll make the motion to adopt.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Resolution 173, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $13,628.37, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the County Visual Computer Solutions, Inc. Ulster County Sheriff, Under Sheriff Mullins.
Yes, so this this software is basically does our scheduling, our payroll, and it keeps track of all of our manpower throughout the office. And this is just a yearly maintenance fee.
Discussion or questions?
I'll make the motion.
Second. Ellen, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Resolution 174, amending the 2025 Ulster County budget to accept additional funding from New York State Office of Children and Family Services, Department of Probation.
Yes. This is just accepting additional funds for the through the Family Violence Prevention and Services Act. It's a COVID, and they had extra money, and they want us to spend it. So just want to accept it.
Okay. Discussion or questions?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a question in regards to the, you know, it's stated here under for an increase of $9,577 for program supplies. I just, is there any additional information that you can give us as to, you know, what exactly you know, this money might be going towards in terms of for purchasing?
What we're going to spend it on, that I'm not exactly sure, but I can give you an idea. We spent this money on a variety of things, both client services as well as equipment, furniture for our offices in order to make it more client-friendly, more comfortable when you have victims and survivors coming into the office. And they're strict guidelines, so everything that we purchase has to go through the grant and be approved by them.
Thank you for that explanation.
Any other discussion or questions? Motion to adopt the resolution. Clinton, second. McCullen, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. No, two more.
Well, we already did those.
Yes, we did. Thank you for that reminder. Resolution number 177. Wait, Sorry. Resolution number 175, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $50,000 entered into by the county legal services of the Hudson Valley Department of Probation.
This is the, we're doing a third year contract with legal services. They provide services for our domestic violence cases that we refer through the Crime Victims Assistance Program. And this is just doing the last year of the 3 year contract, and we'll be doing an RFP this year.
Any discussion or questions? Motion to adopt the resolution. Cullen, second.
Second.
Levine, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. So we have to go back now? All right, we have to go back to one resolution and do one thing with that. So we have to go back to resolution 161. So there was a motion to amend resolution number 161 as presented. Can I get a motion? 161, it was Department of Emergency Management. There was just a little, there was some amendment in there already that. So can I get a motion? Legislator Clinton, second.
Second. To amend the resolution?
Mm-hmm. To amend.
Second to amend the resolution.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Okay. And now a motion to adopt the resolution as amended.
Motion to adopt the resolution as amended.
Second. Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, motion carried. Just two quick things. Under old business, the 180 quarterly report is available. If any of the committee members would like a copy, please let the clerk know, and it can be emailed to you. And also the new, the district attorney's office at Joy's Lane, the closing has occurred, so. Any other new business? Okay.
Motion to adjourn.
To adjourn. Second, Clinton, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Meeting adjourned. Thank you.